Thanks so much. In just a minute, in his March Madness bracket, Carl picks the University of Rhyme to go all the way to the Final Four. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Maz, a Manhattan mother has sued her 4-year-old daughter's elite preschool, claiming the instruction there did what?
Taught her?
No. Because of them, she will not be able to do what?
She won't be able to...
She'll have to...
Get into...
College?
But not only college.
Oh, get a job.
No.
Graduate school.
No, not just any college.
Oh, Harvard.
Yes, not... Because of them, she will not be able to go to an Ivy League school, so she's suing.
That's the lawsuit. Is it too late for my parents to get a piece of this? I'll tell you something.
This woman, her name is Nicole Imprescia. She paid $19,000 to send her daughter to the elite York Avenue preschool. Why did she do that? Because it would prepare her daughter for the ERB test, which you need to ace to get into a good kindergarten, and you need that to get into a good grammar school, which gets you into an elite high school, which you need for the Ivies. So basically, it's this preschool that decides who in life will be a winner and who's going to go to the corner to eat the paste. According to the lawsuit, quote, the school proved not to be a school at all, but just one big playroom, unquote.
Oh, no.
How dare they?
Preschool.
How dare they?
In which little Lucia was squandering precious study time learning shapes and colors. And shapes and colors do not get you to Harvard, people.
Listen, unless you have oval really down. This is like one of those whoa moments for me where I just realized what went wrong. I had Mrs. Bump in Sudbury Co-op, and I'll tell you something, she is going down.
Your preschool teacher was named Mrs. Bump?
Yeah, there were days she couldn't even teach because we were laughing so hard.
Amy, last year we talked about a new glossy magazine that was launched by Al-Qaeda, and we predicted what they might do as a follow-up. We were right. As a second title, Al-Qaeda has now launched what?
A glossy magazine and a second title.
Well, the first one was sort of like a lifestyle magazine.
Right.
Like Al-Qaeda Gentleman's Quarterly,
Light.
That kind of
okay.
thing. You know. Maybe it's called, I'm not sure, maybe it's called like Cosmo Qaeda.
a women's magazine?
Yes, a women's magazine. Very good. The first issue of the magazine, the real title, translates as The Majestic Woman. It features on the cover, yes, a woman in a burqa holding a machine gun.
No.
Articles include, and imagine this if you will, printed around the picture of the woman on the cover, you know, how to marry a mujahideen. First aid tips. And this is real, how to preserve a youthful complexion. And Al-Qaeda's answer, never leave your house. Seriously.
Wow.
Keep your face covered. Don't go outside.
That's good advice.
Man.
The sun can really
be.
They are really starting to piss me off.
Oh, finally.
Yeah. I would consider writing a monthly column for them, but otherwise.
Of course, because.
Ask Amy, the infidel.
That would really be funny. That'd be great. I think they should have an Ask an Infidel column.
Oh, that's a great idea.
And it would always be like, editor's note, don't do that.
Right. Boy, if they had any problems winning over the women before, this will take care of it.
Cosmo, how to have an explosive night in bed. Al-Qaeda, how to spend time in bed with a guy with explosives. Gently, yeah, no yeah, sudden
move. That's right. Avoid detonation.
Yes. It's
terrible.
Don't pull that.